All right, here we go. Back to the way it's supposed to be. Honorato and Miller. Great to have Ash back on the pod and the show. If you're watching us over the weekend on a Saturday or Sunday, we live stream every Thursday night on News Channel 13's Facebook, YouTube, and X. Our guest this week, WWE superstar Becky Lynch, ahead of WrestleMania 40. I said out loud in the newsroom this week, hey, we talked to Becky Lynch. WrestleMania 40 is this weekend. And our buddy Josh goes, 40? How old does that make us? I remember 8 or whatever it was. I don't know. I said, it makes us old.
I don't even know how often WrestleMania's happen.
It makes us old once a year. SummerSlams, I think they've done a bunch of it. But anyway, Becky Lynch on the show. So much to get to in terms of college basketball. Of course, you know, look, we ordinarily, and this will say a lot about the progress of the sport itself, we ordinarily would be just all really solely focused on the men's Final Four this time of year. More people are watching the women's tournament this year. And it's really because of one reason. We'll get into the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark and how she really kind of stole the show in Albany this past weekend. We'll also discuss if there's really anything you can actually do in Albany. That's kind of fun. It just, what a storm that created. But we will discuss it here and we'll tongue in cheek, of course. Major League Baseball season is a week in. Our early impressions. One of Ash's division picks is already looking spot on. What else do we have this week? Stephon Diggs traded from the Bills to the Texans. We'll talk about that as well.
That's a lot.
Let's go.
This is Honorato and Miller, sponsored by Alpen House.
Shout out to all those local business partners, Alpen House, Bev's, Performance Industrial, Marcella's, and Novice. And this week, we welcome Saratoga Casino and Hotel. All right, let's start with the Albany stuff and what we saw from Caitlin Clark. And look at the numbers, 70 points, 27 assists, and 13 rebounds. We saw her in person for a little bit on Saturday, the game that Iowa, so we just blew out Colorado, and then the Hawkeyes avenged a little bit against LSU a couple of nights later. What did you think when you watched her in person? Different than on TV?
No, I think about the same as I would have thought on TV. I was most impressed with her passing, her court vision, that part of her game is really, really fun to watch. We've seen other people who are great passers too, but we've seen Steph Curry. We have a guy like Steph Curry who shoots the way that he does. We call it Curry range. She has a lot of that in her. Mm-hmm. But there are times when there's a little bit left to be desired from an efficiency standpoint.
Yeah. Same with Steph sometimes.
Yep. But her passing is just so next level. She makes every single one of her teammates better. You know, if you're one of her teammates, just run the floor because she'll probably hit you streaking down the court with a three quarters court pass. Like, she's just super, super impressive. Her court vision is really, really unbelievable. So that was the thing I was most impressed with in person, aside from, you know, the 14,000 people in the stands cheering for her every time she touched the ball.
I'm with you. The highlights that we see on TV, right? If you don't watch a full game, you see the threes that she makes. Mm-hmm. It's rare that you see the passes she makes. And she makes some of the difficult passes on pick and rolls or dive cuts look routine.
A lot of bounce passes through the lane, through traffic.
Yeah, she's special beyond her ability to shoot the ball from kind of unprecedented women's basketball range, right? Okay, so we can agree that she is great. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even so interested in the conversation of, like, is she the greatest of all time? Although we'll pick it up here in a second. I don't think a female basketball player has done for this sport what Caitlin Clark has done. And that goes back to Cheryl Miller, right? When she was doing things that we had never seen before. It's a different time. And Caitlin Clark is bringing a different segment of the population into this sport, which all the greats before her were never able to do. I don't think she's the greatest female basketball player of all time, but she is the greatest female basketball influencer of all time. You pointed out here that Iowa-LSU game was the most watched women's basketball game ever. 12.3 million viewers.
12.3 million.
And I didn't know this. It's the most bet women's college basketball game
ever. Read a headline about that.
Incredible.
That, yep.
Incredible. So she is doing things, Caitlin Clark is, that just have never been done before in terms of broadening the audience. Jason Sudeikis, Dave Portnoy were both
Shaquille
at MVP
O'Neal.
Arena. Yeah, I mean, he has familial ties, but yes.
It was a who's who for a women's college basketball game. And when's the last time you could really say that? And we reap the benefits of it because it was in Albany.
Yep.
But yes, it's people who, movie stars, influencers, former athletes, millionaires, like coming to that arena to see a women's college basketball game. And it's really, really fun to watch. And I'm glad that it doesn't matter what it takes to get it to that point. Like people would say, well, they're only coming to see one person. That may be true, but they were also coming to see LSU versus Iowa, the rematch from last year's national championship game. They were coming to see Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese. And there was a lot happening that played into the crowds, the energy. She just happened to be priority number one.
Sam's watching, and Sam was in the house. We saw him.
We did.
From a little bit of a distance.
Yep.
Was able to catch her a couple of times. And Carol says, welcome back to Ash. Yeah, great to have Ash back. All right, so does she need a title? So many people are already saying, you know, she might be the greatest player of all time, and maybe people might be saying that she is the greatest player of all time. Does she need a title to really claim that moniker?
I mean, I wouldn't call her the greatest basketball player of all time.
Even if she wins, beats UConn, beats undefeated South Carolina.
We'll see.
I'm just asking.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe. She's got a team around her, though, that's going to have to help her out because she's not going to do it alone. For me, I always say it's hard to compare her to some of the older players. But for me, Breanna Stewart, until someone does what she did, winning four titles, four MVPs, four tournament MVPs in 4 years as a women's college basketball player. And there are other players who wouldn't have a fifth year. So there will be people who will surpass some of these numbers probably who have 5 years, although that'll be up soon. But Clark won't play for 5 years, and she was able to do this. So I just think it's a little bit of a different game, but it's also, I don't like to compare the players. I would still say Stewie until someone else does what Stewie did.
Yeah. I don't think you can do, obviously you can't do anything more impressive than what Breanna Stewart did. And
the numbers
Stewart
could be better.
Feels like the, I don't know, just watching her, I'm like, boy, I think she's the best who have ever played.
Hmm.
And now look at what she's doing at the WNBA level, too. I'm talking about Stewart. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have a great answer for this one.
Clark's a better passer than Stewie.
Yeah, I think Clark needs a title to make it a little more of a consensus that she's the greatest of all time. It's also like I am always, always subject to this, prisoner of the moment. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
the latest. It's the greatest. And now is she the greatest?
For me, even a title gives her one title. And she's done a lot.
At Iowa.
I understand. But Iowa. Lisa Bluter has done a lot for the Iowa program in the last 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. She got them to, I believe it was the Sweet 16, before Caitlin Clark played there. So it's not like they've been a nobody. But certainly Caitlin Clark has done a lot. It's still a title. It's not four titles. It's, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. So Sam says you're going to compare it to other great players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having that one title.
For sure.
Would be good. Rockman says Iowa and UConn, then on the men's side, are his championship picks here.
Okay, Rockman.
Going to the Final Four. Carol asks, are we live? We are. We are live tonight. Yes, we are back to live Thursdays. At 6:30. This just, I mean, it caught fire And I really didn't expect it to. Rebecca Lobo with like 40 seconds left in the game. Caitlin Clark is at the free throw line cementing the victory. And Ryan Rucco, the play-by-play guy, says he's telling the story about how Caitlin Clark's family was trying to get her out to go do something and want to see her and hang out. And Clark was like, just leave me alone. I'm staying in the hotel. I'm getting ready for the game. Just go find something to do in Albany.
Yep.
And Lobo responded with, by the way, good luck finding something to do in Albany. Are you offended?
No.
Okay. Why? Why not?
Number one, I'm not easily offended by anything.
I know you are.
Number two, listen, there are going to be a lot of people out there who disagree with me. I was born and raised in this area. It's not untrue. Sometimes the truth hurts. And it's not that there's nothing to do in Albany. She didn't say there's nothing to do in Albany. She just said good luck finding something to do in Albany.
Okay.
If we're talking about downtown Albany,
mm-hmm.
at late at night after you get out of a game at an arena, good luck finding something to do in Albany. There is nothing untrue about that. And there's nobody to blame. The pandemic did a number on restaurants. But if you're talking about downtown Albany, just walking out of the arena and you want to find something close and convenient, it's probably not going to happen at 9 o'clock at night. And I think that's kind of where Lobo is coming from. She's been to Albany multiple times to cover this tournament, and that's her perspective. If you're going to have a weekend and you have the entire day free mm-hmm. to go to a museum, to go see the Capitol, yes, all of those things are great. But I think it's kind of, you're talking about something different. You're talking about nighttime, you're talking about an arena event and people coming there for a weekend who just want to have a good time. And that's maybe not what they were getting necessarily.
I think we've also just really changed as people, right? Like if I said to you, hey, you've got Saturday free in right. downtown Albany and your hotel is, you know, wherever on State Street or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, go look at some buildings.
Right.
That's a tough sell for people these days. The right where you could say, as a leader of the city, but look, but you have to appreciate the architecture and the history and that's a tough sell for people these days. If it isn't really kind of captivating mm-hmm. and entertaining, hard to get people all.
People
in.
Aren't going to Cross Gates or Colony Center. Like
no, people
that's
don't go
not
to malls anymore.
Right.
So I don't know
that's
that
not their idea. Of
this isn't
time.
Specific to Albany, right?
It's a people lot of
who
places.
Are correct.
I think what and this is will tell you everything you need to know about us. It and our generation. I think we want to go eat and drink. People have become foodies. They want to go to breweries. They want to go to wineries. Well, guess what? Those things are closed and they're not open on weekends between, you know, when these people were at games, they're not open after 9 o'clock. So again, it's just what we think is like fun and a good time
yeah.
has evolved and changed. And that's unfortunately not what Albany is great at. I'm not saying it's not good at it.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to go up to Lark Street, there are really cool restaurants and bars.
Yep.
People probably aren't going up to Lark Street from downtown, like downtown.
Warehouse District has really grown yep. in Albany, obviously. You talked about some breweries and restaurants and stuff. That exists. Yes, you have to just kind of have the time to do a little bit of homework and find some things. We did mm-hmm. a great story this week about a pilot who is a Navy veteran who owns this ridiculous gem by Albany International Airport where you can view some World War II fighter planes and vehicles from World War II. Now, does anybody know that's there, though, really, without knowing to look for it and be willing to drive it? No.
Right.
No. So, look, I'm with you. I'm rarely offended by much.
I'm not offended.
This comment happened, and I kind of went, okay, whatever. Now, again, I'm not on, I'm not in the Chamber of Commerce,
right?
I'm not the mayor of the city. I'm not in a position that should be offended mm-hmm. by this and concerned that it's the most watched women's basketball game ever, right? And this gets as much attention as it does. So I understand wanting to come to the defense of Albany. Mm-hmm. I get all of that. But at the same time, when I heard the comment then started to read all the reactions, I kind of thought, I feel like we're overdoing it here a little bit.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's about the product on the court. They got the 3-point lines, right? Can't be said for Portland. So, like, you know what I mean? You've got to pick and choose your battles. I think Albany put on a really, really good show from a basketball perspective. The players were treated well. Teams were treated well. Coaches, fans had a good time. That's all you want in a a scenario like that. That's what the NCAA tournament is all about. Albany is the perfect spot for the NCAA women's basketball tournament. They sold out an arena for four straight days. Yep. All those games, people were interested in the media at practices. Like, they couldn't have wanted any more than what they got. So good for Albany.
UCLA went to Augie's.
Yeah.
And LSU went to Hattie's.
The new Hattie's, right around the corner. So both teams found something to do. One had to go a little further out. One went right around the corner from the arena.
There you go. Yep. Well said. Okay. Let's take a quick time out here on Honorado and Miller. We're back in 30 seconds with a look at the men's tournament. A big trade in the NFL. What does it mean for the Texans and the Bills? Becky Lynch still to come as well, the WWE superstar.
We're ready to help bring the vacation experience to your own home. With custom-designed Legacy Edition pools, we're confident we can turn your backyard into your own personal oasis. And we'll be by your side through the whole process. Visit our brand new showroom expansion on Route 30 in Amsterdam.
The great thing about novices, no matter who you are, they're going to put all the detail in the world into your brand. I feel like they have been a big part of my success, making me feel comfortable.
This is Harrison Butker, Super Bowl champion kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Claim your crown.
And now, back to Honorado and Miller, sponsored by Alpen House.
All right, we didn't make picks, so let's make some picks. What do we like this weekend in the games? NC State and South Carolina, UConn and Iowa. Again, you're watching us over the weekend. These games have happened, Friday night games. South Carolina. The question here is, will they cover the 11.5? I think they probably will.
South Carolina for me, that's a no-doubter.
Can you get interesting here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with UConn because I think that's a team – that, again, we always talk about, like, how does UConn get to a Final Four and still is an underdog all throughout, you know, not all throughout the tournament, but they were an underdog in this game against a one seed. Paige Beckers is playing like the Paige Beckers we knew before she tore her ACL. She'll go down as one of the greatest players of all time, and that's missing a season. I just think UConn's playing really well at the right time. 1 through 5. UConn is a better team. Iowa has a bigger superstar, but Caitlin Clark's star isn't that much brighter from a basketball skills perspective than someone like Paige Beckers.
You know, South Carolina for me, yes. The number in UConn, Iowa, Hawkeyes by 2.5. It feels like UConn for me too. They just are hitting their stride at the right time, but I'll play the other side here and go with Iowa because people are just going to say, it's UConn. It's going to be UConn.
I generally don't say that.
I think maybe Iowa surprises. It's like every time out, Iowa's role players kind of surprise us, right? Yep. Like the Kate Martins and Gabby Marshalls and Hannah Stolke.
I think foul trouble is a problem when you play against a team 1 through 5 that is as athletic as UConn. Yep.
It's unfortunate that game is the 9 o'clock game on Friday night because I just may not make it all the way to see it. Scotty likes Iowa against South Carolina. Yeah, look, until somebody stops Clark, okay.
Nobody's stopping South Carolina, so it doesn't matter.
Well.
No, I mean just in the end.
Yeah. I would like to see UConn, South Carolina. I think that would be really, really interesting. Okay. Rockman says it's a sweep. UConn men and women in the national championship. Didn't he just pick Iowa and UConn? UConn has done it twice before, 04 and 14. The men's and women's programs won it all in the same year. So they could do it again here.
We have two schools with men's and women's representatives. So we have NC State and UConn with 4 of the final 8 teams playing college basketball, which is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
And who would have thought NC State, like, that's two teams. It's an 11 seed on the men's side and a 3 seed on the women's side that have gotten to the Final Four. They're feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. We'll do a little bit more with the men's Final Four in a little bit. But this one surprised me. It didn't surprise me. The timing of it surprised me because it just felt like we got deep enough. And I should never feel that way pre-draft. It felt we got deep enough into the offseason where Diggs was just going to stay with Buffalo. He had a 4-year contract extension worth more than $100 million. And it just felt like, well, if the Bills move in, maybe it's a draft night deal, but it's probably one more year, reload the thing, go for the Super Bowl again. And if it doesn't work, everybody's still unhappy and then move on from him. So the timing of it surprised me. The fact that they traded him doesn't surprise me, but look out for Houston. I'm on the record as having said on this show that I really wanted Houston to sign Saquon Barkley. And if they did that, I was going to make them my second favorite in the AFC to get to the Super Bowl. Now, that didn't happen, but they end up with Joe Mixon and now Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And the odds have shrunk big time for Houston to win a Super Bowl. I think they're 15-1 now. Do I think they're going to the Super Bowl? No. But when you look at the way the offense is built around C.J. Stroud, if he plays efficiently and explosively the way he did again, maybe Kansas City is the only team in the AFC that's better.
Yeah, maybe.
So what does this mean for Buffalo? Wow. Josh Allen loses his top target. The numbers with what Diggs has done the last 4 years is off the charts. Yep. Here it is. He's got more catches than anybody in the NFL the last 4 years. How does Buffalo remain a contender without Diggs?
That's a really good question. I mean, listen, Diggs tailed off after the first six games of last season. His numbers were really far down. I don't think he had a 100-yard receiving game after the sixth game of the season. So they were able to do what they were able to do without Stephon Diggs at his best. I'm a little surprised that they traded him and they're going to take a $31 million dead cap hit to let him go play for someone else. Yeah. And listen, the Texans said bye-bye to the final 3 years of his contract, which you know you are going to get a Stephon Diggs on fire this season because he's playing for one season and then basically becomes a free agent. Yep, becomes a free agent and can play for another contract, play for a big contract. So smart by the Texans because they've now motivated him. They've given him more money, number one. They threw an extra $3-plus million at him. And now he's a free agent after the season. So he's going to go play his tail off. And maybe he re-signs with the Texans, but maybe he signs somewhere else.
Yeah, I thought that move was interesting to wipe out the final 3 years because Houston did give up a second-round pick.
Right.
That's not nothing.
Right.
Buffalo did okay here to get a second-round pick, and they will move on from the money after this year. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like a little bit of a gamble for Houston to say, we're going to part with a second round pick and we might only use Diggs for 1 year. But I hear what you're saying. He now will be uber motivated and I would think he's going to have a big year.
I mean, the Bills have to draft a wide receiver. No,
oh, they will.
I mean,
I think they'll draft two over the course of this draft, first round, and then a third or a fourth somewhere. I think they have to. Yeah. They did add a little bit in free agency at that position, but not enough to make up for the production of Stephon Diggs, that's for sure. All right, let's take a quick timeout here on Honorado and Miller. When we come back, Becky Lynch, WWE superstar ahead of WrestleMania 40. The Rock Man wants to know, am I going to watch WrestleMania? It's streaming on Peacock. I could. I might, and it's a doubleheader over the weekend. We're back with Becky Lynch right after this.
Bella's Appliance Center, our commitment is to you, providing essential appliances that families depend on for cooking, refrigeration, cleaning, and sanitation, plus appliance repair. You can have peace of mind that Marcella's is here for you today and every day, like we have been since 1957, helping you make the right choice with trusted brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and many more. Shop Marcella's Appliance Center in-store, online, or by phone. We're here for you.
Using the highest quality materials, artisanal craftsmanship, and creative design, we're ready to help bring the vacation experience to your own home. With custom-designed Legacy Edition pools, we're confident we can turn your backyard into your own personal oasis. And we'll be by your side through the whole process. Get outside this summer with Alpenhaus. Be sure to visit our brand new 16,000 square foot showroom expansion on Route 30 in Amsterdam. Alpenhaus Pools and Hot Tubs, Amsterdam and Clifton Park.
And now, back to Honorado and Miller. Sponsored by Alpenhaus.
You know, normally I don't like to put better looking redheads on this show. It makes me feel inferior. But you know what? Who am I to argue with the man, Becky Lynch from WWE, and soon to be, I'll make the prediction, soon to be the world's women's champion at WrestleMania 40. Becky, how are you?
I'm great. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I thought you were going to go with guarantee, but I like spoiler better. That's even better. You know, I'm just curious in how every wrestler, especially at your level, starts. Albany, New York is a place where WWE and Raw in particular has come many, many times. And we've had the opportunity to speak with many wrestlers, though this is our first with you, and I'm honored. How did you get into this?
I failed PE. Legit. Failed PE. No, I failed PE. And I was like, I need to get my life together. Like, I'm just a waster. Like, I was drinking, I was smoking, I was doing all the things that I shouldn't be doing. I was 15, and I found out they were opening a wrestling school about an hour away from me. And I was like, I'll go along because I watched wrestling. I loved wrestling, but I didn't think that I could be a wrestler. Heavens, I just failed PE. Who does that? And so I go, well, that's going to be a good way to get fit because those wrestlers are really fit. And so if I go down there, then I'll get fit and I can get jacked like the other wrestlers. And so I went along and there wasn't even a wrestling ring. They just had 6 blue padded mats. And I started and I was bad. Like, I was bad, bad. I sucked. Of course I sucked. Failed PE. There's no way I was going to be good at wrestling. But for the first time in my life, I wanted to be good at something. First time. And that changed my whole perspective. And I realized I didn't have to be good at something. I just needed to want to be good at it. And then I could work hard and become better at it. And it was this, sounds so obvious, right? But it seemed like this novel concept. And I was seeing it in real time. Like, the more work I put in, the better I got. And I could see progress. And I would get better in the ring. And then eventually we got a ring. We got a ring, by the way. And I went across to England and I would do training camps and I would be there for a week straight. And when I come back for that, I'd gotten even better. And then I got to have my first match in front of a crowd. And it was just this one thing after another of doing it and trying and trying and working and progressing. For the first time in my life, seeing results and seeing that hard work pays off. And then it wasn't until about 2 years later when I'd wrestled a match. I tagged with my brother. My brother was also wrestling. And I'd played the part of the heel, the bad guy. And I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Like, I think I'm good. And then a bunch of other stuff happened, but I wrote a book about it.
I know.
It's called The Man, Your Average Girl, available wherever you buy books now. And so I moved off. I traveled the world. I quit for 7 years. And here I am a bunch of years later on my 8th WrestleMania, I think, at this stage, and going in for the world title. And I'm going to take it. Take it back.
It's on Peacock Saturday. So 2-day event, Saturday, Sunday, WrestleMania 40, Becky Lynch against Rhea Ripley. This is a matchup people cannot wait to see. It's a matchup you two clearly cannot wait for as well, because of all the animosity that we've seen play out this week, from Ariel Helwani's show to actually in the ring itself when they tried to stop the two of you from getting together. What is it that's between the two of you that creates such a rivalry?
Yeah, I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't. She's amazing in the ring, right? Like, she's amazing. She has so much potential. She don't ever fight on Raw. She don't ever fight on Raw. She says she doesn't need to fight on Raw. She just needs to post a picture on Instagram and that'll get her all the attention, and she'll just be around backstage flirting with Dominic or talking to the boys and doing all of her politics. I want a champion who's going to fight in the ring. That's what I want. That's what I want from my champion. And she's there talking about, I haven't given her enough attention. I haven't given her enough attention. And she brings up my daughter's name in order to get my attention. You're the champion. Why do you need my attention? And that's the difference. That makes it feel like I'm already the champion. So I don't need her attention. I got the attention of the world. She's looking for my attention.
I love that. You were on Billions. You were on Family Feud. You were on Celebrity Jeopardy. I would love to play the feud. I'm afraid of Jeopardy. Which of the two game shows? So,
here's the thing. And I was on The Weakest Link.
Right.
So series of events. Right, was on The Weakest Link. Loved watching The Weakest Link as a kid. Loved it. Was on there. Strongest Link every game. Rocked it. Got completely robbed and screwed by the New Day. Made me cocky. It's like, I am so good at this. I never watched an episode of Jeopardy. Never in my life. And so so I was like, yeah, what is it? Trivia show? Got this. I go on. They're telling me about the clicker. And I'm like, wait, I can't just click. And then the what's, and then they're very specific. And but look, here's the thing is I make history all the time. I made history on Celebrity Jeopardy without even trying. Played it smarter than a smart person.
You detailed how you got your skill. I am half Italian, half Irish. And so when I really get going, I just apologize by saying that the two bloods mixed. Where did your attitude come from?
I'm born with it. You know, I think there's that thing of like being Irish and, you know, feeling that oppression, you know, we still have that chip on our shoulder from the British, you know, we're come out of the womb going, our potatoes, you know, we can't let it go. Can't let it go. We hate to be held down. We hate for people to put a limit on what we can do. You know, if somebody tells us we can't do something, it pushes us further. Oh yeah, we can't do it. Just watch me.
Give us a little taste of what we're going to see in the ring this weekend.
Well, here's the thing is that when it's mommy versus the man, you know, we're going to steal the show. So I don't like her. She don't like me. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a scrap. There's going to be nothing pretty about it. I'm out for blood.
I don't know about nothing pretty about it, but it'll be intense. That's for sure. Becky, cannot thank you enough for the time ahead of such a big match at WrestleMania 40, streaming on Peacock this weekend. It's been great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The great thing about novices, no matter who you are, they're going to put all the detail in the world into your brand. I feel like they have been a big part of my success, making me feel comfortable.
This is Harrison Butker, Super Bowl champion kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Claim your crown.
I'm Jeff Uchlek. I'm owner of Bev's, and we're a beverage center in upstate New York. You're just going to have that wow component when you come in, like, wow, look at this place. It's bright. It's clean. It has everything that I need. Consumer is king. Be able to provide them a friendly environment and a place to shop no matter where they are, whether they're down here in Saratoga or whether they're up in Queensbury. You're always going to get the same experience when you shop at Bev's. At the end of the day, if you walk in these stores, you're going to see a lot of people that have a lot of pride.
Play to win a 2024 Chevy Camaro convertible through June 29th. Celebrate 20 years of good times at Saratoga Casino Hotel. Learn more at SaratogaCasino.com.
And now, back to Honorado and Miller. Sponsored by Alpen House.
All right, there you go. WrestleMania 40. Ash, Becky Lynch.
I love her accent.
Another redhead. Can't get enough of them on this show, right?
I can, for sure.
You get your fill. You definitely get your fill. All right, that was fun. And she is obviously one of the biggest stars in WWE to give us the time ahead of such a big match where she can become world champion against Rhea Ripley. Men's side of things here this weekend, Saturday night, 6:09 and 8:49, NC State, Purdue, Alabama, UConn. I started the tournament by saying I can't see a double-digit seed making the Final Four. I looked through the bracket. I tried to find one because I figured it happens often enough that I should be able to pinpoint one. And I thought, they're just not in this field. Well, here we go. NC State, what is this, 9 straight wins for the Wolfpack now into the Final Four. Do I think they can beat Purdue? No. Can I say that with great confidence?
No.
Because I haven't loved Purdue all tournament either. But I don't think anybody's beating UConn, okay? But remember when Virginia lost to a 16 seed? What did they do the next year? Won the title. Purdue lost to a 16 seed last year. Here we are in the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm excited to see DJ Burns and Zach Edey go at it. I don't think that Burns is big enough, but at least he's tough enough and he's skilled enough that he can cause problems for Zach Edey, because I think Edey is just slow and plodding enough that he may not be able to guard DJ Burns the way that he guards other people, which is just by like swatting and plodding around. DJ Burns has some of the best footwork in all of college basketball for a man his size. He has the best footwork of anyone in college basketball for a man his size. Let's put it that way. He is super skilled, light on his feet, has a lot of touch. That's not what you see from Zach Edey. So they bring two very different styles of play, but a whole lot of size.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, even if Burns gets around Edey with that great footwork, right, can Edey still just reach over him and block a shot near the rim? I do like this point here, because you know how much I love the NBA, but Troy makes a really good point here, is that Burns is exactly the kind of guy who makes college basketball more fun than the NBA. He's not an NBA player. He won't be an NBA player, and that's okay.
Right.
But he is so great for college basketball, and has been, and he has the personality – right, that just it's hard not to root for that guy. So all of that said, it's Purdue for me. I will continue to say the run for NC State's going to end at some point. I thought it would be last week against Duke. I will now say it's going to be here against Purdue. Scotty says he likes NC State with the upset, and then UConn handles Bama.
What is the line on the Purdue NC State game? Because there's a good chance that I'm going to take NC State in our pool, which we pick against the spread in. We're both doing pretty well in that pool, actually.
I'm tanking.
But I've ridden NC State pretty far, and maybe they haven't covered once for us. But the rest of the time, I rode them because of what they did in the ACC tournament, winning 5 straight games to win the ACC tournament. I also just kind of have been, I'm kind of an ACC homer in that way. I picked Clemson early on. That did me well. I picked Duke for a while until they didn't win.
9.5. Purdue favored by 9.5. UConn's favored by 11.5.
I'll take UConn and NC State.
Yeah, I think that's the smart play. If I'm trying to make up points, I need to go in a different direction.
Well, maybe people will pick Purdue, though.
Yeah, maybe. We both like UConn. We both like Purdue to win. You say NC State to cover.
Yeah, NC State to cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. UConn's, I'm just thinking here, like the dominant run here, it's 10 straight NCAA tournament wins by double digits. They have covered, the Huskies have now covered a record number of games. And they are double-digit favorites, and they continue to cover. Can you compare this to anything else you've seen?
I mean, I don't remember a run like this that we're talking about, you know, double-digit wins, or double-digit point spread wins, covering games. Like, I've never really thought of a run in those terms until betting's become such a big thing.
But even if I said to you, take the spread out of it, the way they're winning games it's and on the verge of a second straight title.
Right. I don't remember anyone like that. I don't know. They've just made it look easy. And, you know, they played a half of basketball in their last game. And I said, Well, that wasn't a very good half by UConn. And then they came out and just were a totally different
28-0
team.
28-0 run.
Totally different team. If they play, if they're that team, nobody is beating them. And I think I said that coming into the tournament. Like, I just don't see anyone beating UConn. I don't see it happening.
So the only comparison that I've heard made that I think, you know what, yeah, that makes sense. But they didn't win back-to-back titles, the UNLV team, with Larry Johnson, Stacey Augman, and Greg Anthony, the Running Rebels back then. And they would put up 100 on anybody. But they eventually lost to Duke.
Right.
So back-to-back titles here puts UConn in a stratosphere that few teams
and
in the history of college basketball have been able to achieve. Florida's the last team to do it.
And they didn't do it like this, right?
No,
like, that's the thing.
They played Horford and Noah, and they were really good.
But they played in tight games. Like, this team hasn't been challenged when they've played really well. And they haven't been challenged from a score perspective because, you know, they're winning by double digits.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, to me, this dominant run by UConn doesn't remind me of anything I've seen in my lifetime, or at least since I've been watching college basketball closely, that, you know, you'd get people screaming from the rooftop saying Wooden's UCLA teams. Mm-hmm. And that's just absurd to think of. That maybe that's where Danny Hurley has them. Is it more difficult? It's more difficult now, isn't it, with the transfer portal?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, I would say yes and no, because it's going to be easier for teams like UConn to recruit because the portal is there for the taking. People want to come play for you. It makes, when you graduate players or when players transfer out and then don't play, people want to come play for you. It makes everything else harder for, we've talked about this, the portal for mid-majors is a very difficult place to be. I don't know how they do it, or bad high-major teams.
Right.
You're just not going to get players. Players are not, they're going to transfer out and they're not going to come play for you. So it's a rough life, and you're not going to get any better because you're not going to get good players.
Yeah. Early impressions of the Major League Baseball season 1 week in. I want to get Ash's take on Jerry McNamara being hired by Siena, the big Syracuse fan that she is and will always be, and our Dirty Difficult Done segment as well. We're taking us to the NBA and to Major League Baseball, correct?
All right.
We're back on Honorado and Miller. Right after this.
Grab the family and get on the water in style with a Barletta pontoon featuring the power of a Mercury outboard motor. You'll be slicing through the waves with a smoother, quieter ride, leaving you to relax and soak up the sun. Whether you're cruising with the family or tubing and skiing, Barletta and Mercury will give you the best ride on the lake. With their unmatched reliability and refined performance, Barletta and Mercury won't let anything hold you back from having a summer you'll never forget. So don't wait. Stop by Alpenhaus Boats and start your next adventure today. Check out our great selection on Route 30 in Amsterdam and online at alpenhausboats.com.
At Marcella's Appliance Center, our commitment is to you, providing essential appliances that families depend on for cooking, refrigeration, cleaning, and sanitation, plus appliance repair. You can have peace of mind that Marcella's is here for you today and every day, like we have been since 1957, helping you make the right choice with trusted brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and many more. Shop Marcella's Appliance Center in-store, online, or by phone. We're here for you.
And now, back to Honorado and Miller. Sponsored by Alpenhaus.
Great weekend ahead. Sweet 16 and Elite 8 is probably the best weekend of college basketball.
The first two rounds are fun.
It's because it's so jam-packed. I'm just trying to think, do you get better matchups ultimately in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 maybe? But
you get more big moments and big upsets in that first round.
But because there is such excitement surrounding the women's tournament this year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday all becomes must-see.
Yeah.
It all becomes must-see basketball, which is a great way to get us into baseball season. And speaking of that, hello.
And now, Dirty, Difficult, and Done. Sponsored by Performance Industrial.
Bill Miller, Karen Miller, the great team at Performance Industrial, where there's never a job that's too dirty or too difficult for them to get it done.
Now, this is an exaggeration. I'm not a Mets fan. I know a lot of Mets fans. I don't actually think that you're done, but it's kind of an interesting, you know, juxtaposition in the starts that these two teams have undergone. So I just laughed because I looked at the stats today. Listen, we've lost the Yes Network, which is an interesting place in this house, and SNY too, right? So I don't watch the Yankees or the Mets at this rate. So I haven't seen much. I just go into the stats and see what's happened. But the Yanks are off to a 6-1 start. The Mets were off to an 0-5 start. Thank God for a rainout because they've had 3 rainouts, and that's the only time they don't lose, except for today. Today is Thursday. Got their first win. I'm happy for you, Sam. Sam's a Mets guy, right?
Sam is a Mets.
I do not believe that the Mets are done. I think that's a gross exaggeration. Nobody wants to start 0-5, though. So, John Conlon thinks Steve Cohen is done.
Yeah. You know, look, it's not an unfair statement you make about the Mets, because the Mets were done before the season even started. This was not a playoff team. It's not going to be a playoff team. Sam wants to know, why don't we have the Yes Network or SNY? We have YouTube TV.
YouTube TV for the NFL package really was the cost in the NFL package.
The NFL package. That was an easy enough sell. Yeah, for sure. The Mets were done before the year started. I always get a kick out of Mets fans who, and I'm not saying they're any of our viewers, who really like find reason to believe in this team. The pitching is awful. Awful. The rotation is terrible. And the lineup is okay. I'm telling you, I mean, Lindor, yes, is a really good player, but I don't know what's happened to him where he doesn't hit for average anymore. And so you've got Lindor and Alonso technically like back to back in the lineup, guys who won't hit over 270, maybe. They hit for power, driving runs, and obviously that's incredibly valuable. And I understand that's where baseball analytics really lives these days. But if you're not getting on base consistently enough for me, I don't know. It's a hard sell for me. So the lineup needs a lot of work, and the rotation needs a lot of work. The idea that they're just going to go get Juan Soto in the offseason and that will fix everything, it's just not the case. And I'm sorry, if Soto continues to play the way I think he's going to be the MVP this year, I said on the show earlier, that I think if Soto plays to that level, why would the Yankees let him leave?
Right. Money.
Maybe
they can't.
Find a way out of Stanton's contract ends soon enough. There's no limit on what you can spend. Go spend the money. If he's that good, keep Juan Soto. It's just kind of funny to me that, like, oh, well, Steve Cohen is convinced he's going to get. Okay. I don't know.
Juan Soto is the reason the New York Yankees are 6-1. He's
been a big part of it.
Because their starting pitching isn't the reason.
Judge has been slow to start.
Very slow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're talking about guys like Juan Soto aside, when you're talking about guys like Oswaldo Cabrera, being off to offensively the best start of any Yankee, it's probably not. The lineup hasn't been so good. Anthony Volpe's played 6 of 7 games, and he's got, I think, the highest average because he's at 401, I believe. But that's not a great thing when we're talking about, and I get it, Anthony Volpe is a valued guy, and he won a gold glove as a rookie, and those are all great things. But he's not a guy that's going to drive your lineup offensively. So Juan Soto's been off to as good of a start, and he plays a really, really good right field.
For now.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't for a while.
Oh,
let's throw you
what
some
is
love.
That?
Isn't that great? We used these last week, and I thought, you know, the hat thing is just so good.
It's pretty funny.
But I want to point out your AL Central winner here, the Tigers, who started 5-0 before their loss Thursday afternoon in the second game of the doubleheader against the Mets. 5-0. Yeah. Tigers team. So a red hot start for Ash.
The AL East is a little bit, I mean, for as good as the Yanks start has been, they don't have much breathing room. Boston's 5-2.
Yep. Yanks for me. I know.
These are funny.
I know. I made a joke about my big fat head last week. Yanks for me, Twins. So we're different there, but we both have Baltimore and Texas getting to the postseason in the wild card side of things. And I add Toronto as well. Your National League teams, Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., yep, Philly, St. Louis, and the defending NL champs, Arizona. I'm the same in the divisions here. Atlanta, Chicago, LA. Phillies, Cardinals, yes. And then I just keep, I don't know, I keep going back to the well with the Padres. I don't know.
Not
why.
A great start
probably
for them.
Not going to happen.
Not a great start for them.
You say Dodgers over the Orioles in the World Series. I like that. I like that a lot. Dodgers, obviously, the popular pick.
Well, you shouldn't like the that Braves that over the. That wouldn't involve
well,
the Braves.
Well, I know. Braves over the Yankees in the World Series for me.
I'd love to see the Yankees beat the Astros. I hope that comes to
would.
Fruition.
I mean, they swept the first four games of the season against the Astros.
Listen, the Yankees are doing this without Gerrit Cole. They have gotten one quality start from a starter in seven games. That's not good.
Yeah.
But you know what has been good? Their bullpen.
Yeah.
Their bullpen has more wins, which if you get only one quality start and you're 6-1, obviously your relief and your bullpen is doing very well. And their bullpen has been very, very good. Clay Holmes has been great. Also, on top of Juan Soto, their bullpen has been another reason why they are winning games.
Shohei Ohtani hit his first home run as a Dodger Wednesday night, 430-something foot bomb.
Okay.
Maybe that loosens things up a little bit for him. I could imagine his life has been a little stressful lately.
Maybe. It doesn't seem like it.
I don't care. When you kind of figure you're going to be investigated, maybe not just by Major League Baseball, but the IRS, there's reason to be stressed. Any other early impressions from baseball's first week to jump out at you? Mookie Betts is on fire for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Any surprises or anything that you just kind of grab the headline for you?
Other than the Tigers, who I think, not a surprise, but I think I said if they're healthy this year, I think they're a really good team. They're sneaky. The NL East, aside from the Braves, is really bad.
Yeah, and even the
Bunny. I mean, the Mets were 0-5 to start the season. The Marlins were 0-7. That's 0-12 in the bottom two teams in
not
that division.
Good.
They can't wait to play one another, so one of them gets a win. I know the Mets have already won. But
Marlins just lost one of their starting pitchers to Tommy John surgery, a star in the making. Tough start for those two squads.
Not great.
And Washington isn't good.
Nope.
So it felt like it was Atlanta and Philly to begin the year.
Yeah.
And we're only a week in,
but it's
going to be Atlanta and Philly. Yeah. Okay. I think you're right about
Probably Atlanta.
Let's hope so. All right. Yeah, Pirates off to a good start too, Sam says. Royals playing some good baseball too. So those teams in the central divisions that we generally see towards the bottom, maybe not the entire year. Back in a minute here, GMAC to Siena. Get Ash's reaction to that. He had a press conference as well as Siena officially introduced him. We're back in a minute.
I'm Jeff Uglick. I'm owner of Bev's, and we're a beverage center in upstate New York. You're just going to have that wow component when you come in, like, wow, look at this place. It's bright. It's clean. It has everything that I need. Consumer is king. Be able to provide them a friendly environment and a place to shop no matter where they are, whether they're down here in Saratoga or whether they're up in Queensbury. You're always going to get the same experience when you shop at Bev's. At the end of the day, if you walk in your stores, you're going to see a lot of people that have a lot of pride.
It's always a good time there.
Play to win a 2024 Chevy Camaro convertible through June 29th. Celebrate 20 years of good times at Saratoga Casino Hotel. Learn more at SaratogaCasino.com.
And now, back to Honorado and Miller. Sponsored by Alpen House.
All right, here we go. A couple of questions from the crowd. We're going to be at the Firebirds games, like the Firewolves games. We have not been invited to do sidelines for the Firebirds. So that's a no for me, dog, as Randy Jackson made very popular. Our good friend Melissa Strauss watching. I'll tell you what, a friend of mine, Bill, who, as many of us have done, married out of his league. So good for you, Bill.
We love Bill, though.
Sam wants to know any insights on the Siena women's coach. I said it last week.
No inside insights.
But no. I said it last week, and I've heard people get angry that Will's name comes up with any Capital Region coaching.
But why? Opening. He's a great coach. He should come up for any opening.
The search should begin and end with Will Brown. If he wants the job,
right, wants
give him the job.
Yeah. What he did at St. Rose with the St. Rose women in one single season should tell you all you need to know about the coach that guy is, let alone what he did with the Patroons and UAlbany for 20 years. Right. Like, again, starts and ends with one person.
Yeah.
If he wants it.
Jerry McNamara to Siena. Thoughts?
So weird. so weird for me. GMAC was, so I overlapped for 2 years at Syracuse with GMAC, which is just, that's why it's weird to me, because it's just like, this guy is now the head coach of a team locally who, you know, I don't cheer for Siena, but I wish them well.
Yes.
But it's a guy who I can't see in any color other than orange, who provided me some of the best and some of my favorite moments in Syracuse basketball history that I was a part of, and some of my favorite moments that I was a part of in college. Also some of the worst
wasn't his fault.
Not his fault, but he was on teams that gave me those moments. Yeah. So yeah, it's just kind of weird for me. It's it's kind of funny. And I joked that I have that, you know, when Overrated got big, someone said he was, people say he's overrated, they chant it.
Yeah.
So
I remember
we got the t-shirt. Yeah, right. So I have the t-shirt that has the question mark, exclamation point. And I did think, oh, I could bring this over and have him sign it. It would be kind of funny.
Here you go.
But yeah, I would enjoy talking to him someday if I run into him to tell him all of the things and, you know, how much he impacted my Syracuse experience, which I'm sure he's heard from plenty of people.
Yep.
But good for him. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for Siena. He's got great ties in the AAU game. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be really, really good there, but he has quite a challenge. He is, we talked about it, the transfer portal at this level is very, very difficult. So let's see if he can do it, and let's see if he can coach. This is his first opportunity as a head coach. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the fan base is fired up.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I'm with you. Can
people
he coach?
People will be interested just for that reason.
Have to believe that he can coach until he shows that
he can't.
That he can't coach, right?
Yeah.
All right, one last thing here, kind of on the way out the door, because our guy is done. Kevin Herter, done for the season. Had surgery on that left shoulder. We saw the injury, and it looked like it just kind of popped on him. Mm-hmm. It was a torn left labrum. What I read today is that surgery was successful, and he'll be ready to go next year. So, you know, hopeful things for Sacramento this year after all the success they had last season, but it just wasn't clicking for them this year. And so I'm not saying you're happy to miss time. You're not. But if you're going to miss the final 2 months of the season, counting the playoffs, not the end of the world, to be ready for next year.
Yeah. No, we wish him the best. He's the man. We love that guy.
Always. Always. All right, Ash. So we like Purdue and UConn on the men's side.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina. And you say Iowa. On the
women's
side.
I say UConn. You say Iowa.
I don't know what I say anymore. You don't want to know what I say because it rarely works out for me.
Firewolves home this weekend.
Firewolves home this weekend.
Albany Attack Retros.
They clinched a playoff spot already. If they beat the Rock, they will clinch a home playoff game. How about that?
Yeah, we'd love that.
We will take all of that.
And we will be on the sidelines for that.
That you can find both of us
together
on the sidelines for. Come on down to MVP Arena or check out the game on My4 and ESPN+. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the hoops.